G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 with Neil Johnson on Vision.
Well, new census data keeps trickling out, and we might be surprised at the detail. Researchers are even able to tell which cities and states are the least religious and the most religious. Leading social researcher Mark McCrindle, the founder of McCrindle Research, is back with us today. Mark, welcome back to 2020.
Great to be with you, Neil. Thank you.
Mark, before you tell us which city and state is the most or least religious, let me ask you how you come up with these sorts of things. Is it a simple percentage that you're working out, or are there some more sophisticated factors in the way that you might put together a detail about most religious or least religious?
Well, this data has come straight from the census data that was just released a few weeks ago, and so because it's hot off the press, and it's the national study by the Australian Bureau of Statistics, because, well, actually 97% of Australians completed this census, we have some pretty good data. So we've just looked at that data, particularly the question that asks, what is your religion? And we've analysed that to get a sense on the lay of our land from a faith perspective.
Okay, so hit us with Australia's most and least religious states and capital cities.
Well, top of the list in terms of Christianity, and this is all Protestant and Catholic denominations, if we look at those who ticked that form on the census box, one form of Christianity or other, New South Wales has the highest proportion of residents identifying their faith as Christianity. And Queensland is a close second. Now, putting this into context, 44% of Australians selected Christianity as their religion, and that was down from 51% 5 years prior. So there's a decline in Australians identifying their faith as Christianity, a rise of those saying no religion, which went from 31% to 39% in 5 years. So Christianity is still the most common response of all of the faiths, or no faith, but there has been a declining trend. Well, in a state like New South Wales, it's at 48%, and Queensland is only just slightly off the pace, so above the national average, and they are the two most Christian states as measured by this data. On the other end of the spectrum, you've got the smaller states like Tasmania, the Australian Capital Territory, and even South Australia as amongst the least Christian in terms of this response in the census. So the city of churches there, Adelaide in South Australia, is low on the Christianity stakes, certainly compared to New South Wales and Victoria and Tasmania, which does surprise a lot of people, but it's got a very high proportion saying no religion, well above the national average.
Let's not leave WA out of the picture. Are they right there in the middle?
Yes, they are. They're not far off the national average. And we find, and this is quite interesting as well, the capital cities in most places are slightly more religious and indeed slightly more Christian. Now, if we include all of the religions, you've got cities like Sydney and Melbourne, because of the cultural diversity, are being quite religious. More than half of the population identify as religious. But even just from a Christianity perspective, Sydney dominates Melbourne, not too far off the pace. And as I mentioned, Canberra, Hobart, the capitals of those lower faith states tend to be at the bottom of the list.
Hey, I don't want to leave anyone out. Does Northern Territory rate on the list anywhere?
It does, and it's below average in terms of the religious identity, certainly Christianity. And what we have seen, this is true of all of the states and the territories, is a decline in Christianity, so it has been nationwide. Now, the decline in Protestantism has been even higher than the decline in Catholicism. So the number one category of response, if we look at Christian denominations or faith perspectives, is Catholic. And then we've got Anglican coming number two on the list. And that's been a significant fall, actually, in Anglican and total Protestants in the last 5 years.
Come back to Sydney being the most religious city. For a lot of people listening in, they might be thinking, well, I've been to Sydney and I've been up some of those streets and I've been to King's Cross. And they might be thinking, wow, this is the most religious city. Different ways you can characterise things. It's different in the built-up CBD type areas to obviously what life is like in the suburbs.
That's exactly right, Neil. You know, the Bible Belt of Australia often runs through some of our capitals, but the suburban areas, the northwest of Sydney, the southeast of Melbourne, we have a high proportion of people that are church going. And you're right, some of those inner suburban areas are very hard terrain in terms of the Christian faith, not a lot of activity there. So our cities are very diverse, but from a capital city perspective, just because of its size, its foundations and really active denominations. I mentioned that from a Protestant perspective, Anglicans are the number one denomination. And in Sydney, you've got the Sydney Anglicans, which is one of the few dioceses of the Anglican Church where you're seeing a lot of growth. And so that does bolster the numbers on Christianity in Sydney. But this is not to say that it's got the highest proportion of churchgoers or Christians of anywhere in Australia, because some of the regional areas, some of the cities, like places like Toowoomba, some of our inland cities, in addition, some of the smaller ones, regional ones like Wagga Wagga and the like, actually have a high proportion identifying as Christian. So just from a capital city perspective, Sydney is the number one.
Mark, how much difference do you think it makes when groups like the Rationalist Society or Humanist Australia or the Atheist Foundation spend a reported $50,000 on a campaign for people to tick the no religion box? Is that affecting the sorts of figures that we might be seeing nationally, or is that just a drop in the bucket and doesn't make much difference?
It probably does affect it a little bit, and even the change of how the question was asked or the answers we saw last time around led to a bit of a drop. No religion used to be at the bottom box, now it's the top box, and so you do get people ticking that because they see it a bit more freely. And that has all contributed to this decline in 10 years where we saw in 2011 62% of the population selecting Christianity, now to 44%. So that's a big drop in a decade. But actually, it's Australians also reassessing how they answer the question. This question sits in this block of questions that asks about ancestry and cultural background and language spoken at home. And that's the way the statisticians in the past have thought about religion, that it's part of your identity, it's part of your upbringing. So if parents or grandparents with this religion, you probably will be as well. That's not how Australians are filling in the question. In a lot of ways, they're lining up with what the Rationalist Society is saying, and they're saying, look, if you don't go to church, you're not active in your faith, don't tick the box. And Australians are taking a more sincere approach to it. They're saying, look, if I'm not currently practicing, and if I'm not active in that faith, if I don't have current belief in it, I'm not going to tick the box. So what it gives us is a more solid 44% than what we saw probably three decades ago when it was 75%. More cultural Christianity. I think it's more helpful to have solid numbers anyway, rather than just people vaguely identifying with a religious tradition. And so the 44% really are people who are saying, I currently have belief in this faith, I'm active in this faith, therefore I'm going to tick the box. It's not just something I knew from my past or something that my parents were. So that means that more than two in five Australians are active with their Christian faith or have a current belief. We know that about a third of those who tick the box, about 15 to 16%, will attend church regularly, at least once a month. The other two of the three who tick the box aren't turning up to church or mass, but they still say that it is their religion. So Australians are approaching it with a bit more sincerity, and therefore it's probably a more solid number than the vaguer affiliation approach that Australians used to enter it with.
So a more solid number, a better reflection of what the right size might be so far as belief in Christianity in Australia. So we might even say thank you to the atheists for helping to make that happen on this occasion. Although when the next census rolls around, do you think there might be an advertising war around what people might choose as the religion, which box they might tick? Is that possible?
Well, you know, it's the only question where you've ever, in the census, where you've ever had a group really advocating to encourage people to do something. And certainly Christians are not doing the opposite, nor would they want to say, oh, no, tick Christianity. Because I think that's where both the rationalists or the atheists and the Christians are aligned. We don't want anyone to tick a box that is not, you know, what they believe and what they practice. The more solid the number, the better. That gives us accurate information. And the fact is that you know, Christians don't feel validated by seeing a higher number. They believe what they believe because they know it to be true. It's a matter of their own faith and their own walk, and they don't need the validation of having more people around them tick it. So I think we're all united on that. If we're not active and currently believing and practicing in that religion, let's not tick the box, and it does give a more accurate perspective of the landscape of Australia.
Although for leaders of churches, no doubt it's sobering to see those numbers falling. So the thought that you've got to redouble your efforts to ensure that the faith of people within not only your local church, but your broader community can see the value of Christianity. And so aligning with that faith. Hey, Mark, where do we get some more details about the things we're talking about today? The most religious city, the most religious state, and then the least. Is there a way that listeners can get a hold of some great information that's easy to understand about how their community might look?
Yes, we've written up this at length on our website. So we've got lots of blog pieces on this and articles all freely accessible. And that's available at mcrindle.com.au, mcrindle.com.au.
Mark McCrindle, leading social researcher, mcrindle.com.au. Mark, thanks so much for sharing your insights with us today on 2020.
I appreciate it, Neil. Thanks so much.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.